You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The East-West Link Road, which has yet to be built, has been criticised by a number of parties, including Forest and Bird and industry lobbyists. The project, which aims to reduce traffic between Penrose and Onehunga, has been called overly expensive and detrimental on the environment, as it will run through key parts of the local ecosystem. The Link Road was put through the fast-tracking process, which means that the project couldn't be challenged, but the process could. Forest and Bird have spoken out since the project was still allowed to go forward, wanting it to take it through the High Court. So to understand more, James talks to Matt Lowry from Great Auckland and starts off by asking him about what is wrong with the project.
Well, the biggest problem with the East-West Road is that it's a hugely overscaled solution to the problem. So we absolutely need to improve some of our transport links in the area, but doing it with a huge, effectively, motorway is not the answer, not in 2021, and not with a climate change focus on especially as well. So, you know, there are improvements that need to be made to the likes of Nielsen Street and Church Street, and those could be made for a fraction of the cost for what this road was going to cost.
So why weren't these simpler, more inexpensive ideas followed through with?
Because you've got infrastructure and business lobby groups and also roading engineers who want a bigger project because it looks nicer on their CV, as I think is a large part of it. It's not the only reason, but that they want a big solution rather than dealing with the stuff that's actually in the road already. They just want to go somewhere else and build it somewhere else.
And with a big project like this, what sort of impacts is it having on the local ecosystem?
Well, the problem here, one of the biggest problems with the East-West Link is it was going to plough along the foreshore of the Mangere Inlet. So it would have taken out and taken over some of the foreshore or quite a bit of the foreshore. And that would have impacted, obviously, whatever wildlife was in the area, but also existing things like there's a fantastic little walkway and cycleway along there, and we've taken all that out. So there's a whole bunch of areas through there that would have been demolished or significantly altered by this roading project.
And so Forest and Bird sort of appealing against this in the Supreme Court, what sort of impact could this have on the project?
So the East-West Link was consented under what's called a Board of Inquiry process, which was a tool put in place by the previous government to fast-track infrastructure. And as part of that, it was slightly different from the normal Resource Management Act processes where it went through a single process that couldn't be appealed apart from on points of law. So where the people thought the process was wrong and not actually the decision itself. They haven't been successful in getting it to this point and getting it challenged. And that process was used by the likes of Waterview and some of the other big roading projects around the country as well.
Should these big roading projects really be put through a fast-track process when they're going to have such a huge impact on how our infrastructure works and our ecosystems?
So I guess all governments have talked about wanting to fast-track infrastructure, and they can be quite complex to get consented and get over the line. Whether they should be or not, it's unclear. There were definitely some benefits that came out of the Waterview process, but not every project's the same. And sometimes this was used just to ram through a project that wouldn't have really been harder to get through otherwise.
So with this project, the impact on the ecosystem is going to be negative. Could we see this project be the last of its kind if we see the right changes in the new RMA, which the government said they're going to bring into place?
Well, the East-West Link is on hold now, and there's no funding for it currently available, so it's not really clear when or if we'll see that again. But there are other projects of similar scale and similar impact that are coming through, and particularly Mill Road in South Auckland, that's currently going through design process, and that's going to be equally large and destructive as well, and also needs to look at being prepared back from what it currently is proposed. So there are other projects around, and what we see in Auckland is they continue to pop up, but there's not, I guess, they're not as many as we used to have, but they are still popping up from time to time, these huge projects.
Okay, and are there any other comments you'd like to make?
No, I guess not. I guess with Mill Road, with East West Link, the big thing in the area is that a lot of the problems could be solved for a much cheaper solution. And we've got a very constrained funding environment. We've got a lot of construction, a lot of projects we need to get built. And so we actually need to be thinking smarter about what we're building and where we're building it and how we're building it so we can get better outcomes for Auckland. If we rely on these big mega projects to solve transport projects, all we'll do is make traffic congestion worse and we'll spend a whole lot of money doing so.
Is there any sort of path that can be seen as to how we could be reducing how much money is being spent on these projects?
Yeah, so we need to start thinking about, particularly around emissions and how we change how people travel. So the biggest option for reducing how much we spend on infrastructure, it's not so much how much we reduce, but how we change how we spend on infrastructure, is to start focusing on, particularly on public transport, walking and cycling, and getting people out of their cars, because that's going to be, in the long term, more efficient and have less demand on our infrastructure because it has more capacity to scale. So big projects like rail tunnels and the like, they are still going to be needed in the future and probably more so. But doing that will encourage and enable more people to do that. The other big thing is road pricing, and that is where you get charged to use the road at different times of day, and that helps reduce congestion as well as for those who are paying for the toll, they'll get, I guess, faster travel, and it encourages other people to use other modes, and that reduces the demand that we have on infrastructure, so effectively tolling. And that can help spread the demand across the day better, which then reduces the need for these big projects.
That was Matt Lowry from Great Auckland. Thank you to James Tapp from the Wednesday Wire for that piece.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.